The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Welcome to Wines du Jour here at Lazy Dog Restaurant in Town Square in Las Vegas, Nevada, where you should be. Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated radio food and wine program that bring you important information about good wines and great food on each and every episode. Thank you for sending me your inquiring emails sent from your home country, literally from all around the world. I've received them from the East Coast, from the Left Coast, from Italy, Baja California, Chile, just about everywhere. Welcome. Our weekly in-house special invited guest audience are both hungry and thirsty, and they're pouring wine as we speak. I think they are. Yeah, they are. If you're just starting to discover wine or work in the wine industry, Wines du Jour can give you information that you can use with at least a glass of wine or two each and every day is especially good, especially with your dinner meal. We have been offering great information about food and wine pairings each Thursday evening for many, many years, and we continue to make Wines du Jour a special offering. Thank you for listening to Wines du Jour, and you need to know that we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during the broadcast. Wine is the most healthful and most hygienic of all beverages, in case you didn't know that. Wines du Jour food and wine broadcast is distributed in all 50 states, all around the world via radio on CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, AHA Radio, Wonder Radio, Warp Radio, and also on worldwide internet systems all around the globe. And we're available on podcast, and we're also free on iTunes. You're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid. And it doesn't matter if the glass is half empty or half full, there's clearly room for more wine. That's the way I like to look at it. So don't touch that radio dial. We'll be back with fun, information, and great taste right here on Wines du Jour. Tonight I have a special guest who is the general manager here at the Lazy Dog. He'll be with us in a little while. His name is Roland Flores, and he's been with them for quite a while, and you'll find out quite a bit about it. If you aren't familiar with Lazy Dog restaurants, they happen to have something very unique. The name itself tells you there's something different because it's a restaurant and they're talking about dogs. No, it's not on the menu, but they do have a special area where you can actually bring your pet, your dog. I guess your cat, too. I don't know. I've never asked him about that. Maybe I'll ask Florence about that. Anyway, you bring your dog, and you can sit down, and the dog can be with you while you can have your, you know, something to drink or something to eat or what have you. But Lucky Dog is a very nice restaurant. It has a number of choices on the menu. Big appetizer section. They do happy hours and all that sort of thing. And we're going to pair some great foods with three different wines this evening. The first wine is one that's pretty unique, only because it's not red and it's not white. It's in between, and we call that rosé. So we have a nice rosé wine. It comes to us from the state of Washington. In fact, all three wines come from the state of Washington tonight, and that's a good thing, I think. Canoe Ridge is the name of the winery, but the different wines, we've got the rosé I just mentioned. Our second wine is actually a blend of several different varietals put together in the state of Washington, and that's called the Explorer. And third, but not, it is the last one, but it's also a good one. It's a Canoe Ridge Cabernet Sauvignon with a little bit of two different varietals added to it to give it a nice little punch, and we'll talk about that when the time comes. The food that they've got paired here to go with these three wines are actually very, very nice. I think you'll enjoy the look at them. I like them anyway, and I'm sure they're going to be good. The first one that goes with that rosé is, if you've ever been to the South, you know what a hush puppy is. Well, this is a kind of a hush puppy. That's kind of a cute name since we're at a doggy place. But hush puppy is what we have. It's filled with bacon and cheddar cheese, a little chopped onion, and topped with a little house-made tapatio cream. Very nice. Along with some handcrafted bacon. Now, they make their bacon here. They cut it themselves, I should say. And it's baked with a candy and a little bit of a kick to it with some red pepper flakes. We'll talk about that when we come back. Got to go to a bridge. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the Internet right here on Wines du Jour.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous SpaExpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's SpaExpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to SpaExpectations.com now.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. There is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here. And at Lazy Dog, I think I said Lucky Dog. I meant Lazy Dog, but the dog, if you brought it, would be Lucky. So I guess Lucky Dog is appropriate as well. Each week now, for the last few weeks, we've talked a little bit about unique things about restaurants, what to do or what not to do, what a food server should be expecting from you and what you should expect from a food server. And that sort of thing. And I want to go a step further this evening and talk a little bit about hygiene. One of my pet peeves is hygiene when it comes to not doing it well. The question that I get quite often is, do food servers have to wear gloves? Boy, I'll tell you, there are so many people that think you must wear gloves or you're going to go to hell in a handbasket. And I can tell you right now, that's definitely not true, nor is it the law. You don't have to wear gloves, although if you're going to wear gloves, you should know how to do it right. Now, I know that sounds a little crazy, but what I mean is you need to wash your hands before you put the gloves on. That's something that 99% of the food servers that wear gloves do not do. And secondly, when you remove the gloves, you need to wash your hands one more time, before and after the time you put the gloves on. And remember, they are not the law like people think. So that's just one thing. The most common causes of food poisoning is cross-contamination. Now, that's something that a lot of people aren't really familiar with. They've heard the term. It sounds kind of fancy, but it's really pretty simple. Which is the term that used to describe the transfers of pathogens from raw food to cooked food and ready-to-eat food. If you do not wash your hands between tasks, whether you're working with raw food and then go to cooked food as an example, you may cause cross-contamination. Another thing is all restaurants, just so that you know, need to have what we would call a hand-washing sink. There has to be a special area for everybody that works there to wash their hands. And just to go a step further, because I think it's important to understand, and you probably don't think of it that way, is that you do not use a bar of soap, you use liquid soap. You do not use a towel, use paper towels. To hell with the tree, we want to make sure that you're clean. So paper towels and liquid soap and hand wash every time you get a chance, actually. If you're going to bust a table, which most food servers end up doing because restaurants either don't have enough bussers or they don't have any at all, what I have a pet peeve about, and I mentioned this last week, but I'll mention it again, and that is a food server that does bussing of a table and then serves food to the next table without washing their hands in between. If you just think about that, that's not a very sanitary thing to do. And I hope like heck that that you bring it to somebody's attention if that's necessary. You know what I'm saying? You got to protect the food from the food servers. I know that sounds a little crazy, but anyone handling food, hand hygiene, is about washing your hands. Now, when we wash our hands, we don't just do the tips of our fingers. Literally, if you listen to the way the federal government has decided that you should wash your hands, is you wash your hands all the way up to your forearm. That's past, I repeat, that's past your wrist, up to your forearm, and all over your hands, both sides, top, bottom, in, out, however you might want to look at it. Soap and then water and rinse, and then you dry your hands, not with a cloth towel, but with paper towels. Please, not cloth towels. I just want to mention and take that instead of go from a restaurant to your own personal home right now, you're probably not guilty of this, but you probably know somebody that is, and that is they have a towel, let's just call it a tea towel for the sake of discussion, hanging on the refrigerator door, and every time they want to do something, like wash their hands, they wipe their hands off on that. At the same time, when they want to clean off the kitchen sink, they take that towel and wipe the sink. Or if they're going to set the table, they take that same towel and go in and wipe the table. Now, come on, folks. Think about what you're doing. You talk about cross-contamination. I just mentioned three different ways that it can happen, and you would never even realize it at home. So you don't use a cloth towel to clean anything in your kitchen, and you definitely do not use a cloth towel to wipe your hands and then use it to do some other work around around food. I mean, that's what we're talking about. So I just thought I'd bring that up. One of the other things that that I want to talk about as far as hygiene is concerned is the fact that there are three different types of personal hygiene contamination. And I'm going to mention all three of them fairly quickly. First one is the physical one. That includes items linked to food handlers such as their hair, their fingernails, buttons, threads, clothing, jewelry, all that sort of thing. You don't think about it, but that has got contamination on it, and if they play with their hair and then play with your food, you're going to be in a little bit of trouble, potentially. That's what we're talking about. The second one is what we call chemical, and that's particularly cosmetics and toiletries and perfumes. Nail varnish, which can chip off, or nail polish, nail varnish can chip off of your fingers into the food that you're serving your customers, as an example. Tiny pieces end up in the food, and or the equipment and the utensils end up in food wrapping of some sort. Strong smells or toiletries or perfumes may get into the food as well. That's a bummer, and you don't think again about that. And then the last one, but not least one, is microbiology. That would be Staphylococcus. Everybody knows about Staphylococcus. It's the bacteria that is often found on the skin, in the nose, or in the hair, or just about everywhere. Staphylococcus. And let me tell you, that's what makes you sick. So if you've had food poisoning, this could be one of the reasons they've done a cross-contamination in an incorrect way. Raw food dropped on cooked food is not a healthy thing. I don't know if you do it at home or not, but you should at least think about not allowing that to take place. And it doesn't matter, cross-contamination is a very common cause of related illnesses. That's something that everybody should be aware of. So we have our manager has had a chance now to take a break here for a second, come over and join us. As I told you before, his name is Roland Flores. I'm sorry, Roland. No worries. I lost it for a second there. Roland Flores, who is a manager here, has taken time to come over and talk to us. And welcome to Wines du Jour, and thanks for your hospitality and allowing us to come here and to share some of the food along with the wines that we brought.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for having us, and thank you very much for coming in. It's just a pleasure to have you guys and, you know, try out some of our food.
Yeah.
And enjoy some wine over here today.
So that sounds like great. Sounds like a good idea. Yeah. How long have you been with the organization now?
I've been with Lazy Dog for 6 years now. I relocated from the San Gabriel Valley of California over here. I moved my family over, so I've been here for a little over a year now. It's an amazing city, and people are very nice.
It's a little different than Southern California, isn't it?
It is. Actually, people are a lot more humble over here, I would say.
Yeah.
And a lot more cordial. So at home, people are a little bit more, you know, on the rude side, but Over here, we had a warm welcome, so it's great to be here.
Yeah, that's good. We like it. Well, this is a beautiful building. I don't know how large it is, but it's got to be 20,000 square feet or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It's pretty large. The kitchen is very modern. It's well-staffed. And I have to congratulate you guys on the training that you give not only the kitchen staff, but your wait staff as well. They know, you know, where the water goes and all that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
And the menu is very, very nice and versatile.
Yeah, we have a very extensive menu. We try to have a very eclectic menu, just something for the whole family. So you have something for the parents to eat, you have something for the kids to eat, you have food from every region. It's pretty much almost 100% scratch kitchen. I would say 98, 99% scratch kitchen. We make everything in-house. We make our own sauces for the salads. We make our own sweet and sour, own marshmallow for desserts. So we try to do our best to make sure everything, oh yeah, even the bacon candy, which you're trying today, which is amazing. A little spicy, a little sweet, but we make that in-house every day.
So oh, I mentioned when we first went on the air that you have that, that you make this candy bacon. Tell us a little bit more about it, if you would.
Oh, yeah.
How it's done, and it's beautiful looking.
Oh, it's really easy to make. You just get the raw bacon, you put it, toss it in a little bit of brown sugar and crushed red pepper, and then you just bake it on a baking sheet.
No
Let
kidding.
It get crispy, and then you're ready to go.
Boy, that sounds good.
Yeah.
I suggest you try that at home if you can. Now that you've had a chance to taste it, you know what should happen and how it should look, and that's a pretty good thing.
Oh, yes. Delicious. You can put this on anything. So I put it on sandwiches. I put it on everything. So that's good.
Yeah. Well, it'd probably go with ice cream.
I don't know about that, but you can always try it out, too. So.
Well, how many different restaurants does Lazy Dog have?
We have 25 in total right now. Most are in Southern California, but we're starting to branch out to Colorado, up north in California, some in Texas, and two here in Las Vegas.
I see. Uh-huh. And give us a concept about the being able to bring your dog. How does that work?
Well, what had happened was our owner, when he first came out the restaurant, he was looking for a name for the restaurant. So where he vacations in Jacksonville, Wyoming, it's a lodge. And the lodge is, this is what we made the restaurant to look like, the lodge where he vacations.
Uh-huh.
So when he was trying to think of the name of the restaurant, there was a dog sitting next to the fireplace. And everybody was taking care of the dog, petting the dog. And he was just like, that's it. That's what I want to name my restaurant, Lazy Dog. I want everybody to be like Lazy Dog. So he loves dogs, too. He has a whole family of dogs over there. So he said, let's bring our dogs in the patio, you know, treat them like family. So that's why they're
great.
Here.
So I can actually bring my dog and sit down and have lunch or dinner or order from the bar, whatever, and have my dog right there.
That's
now, what about water for the dog, just out of curiosity?
Oh, we provide some dog water, and we also have a dog menu as well. So we serve a chicken breast or hamburger patty, serve with brown rice and veggies. So if your dog wants to share a meal with you, you can have a meal right outside your dog.
Man, there aren't too many places in the world like that. There's 25 of them called Lazy Dog restaurants. And if you live in California, north or south, or live in Colorado or some of the other states that Roland mentioned, make sure that you check it out. This is a place to come and have a meal. You have great lunch choices. You have specials on the lunch menu?
We do have a special lunch menu. Most meals are under $10, and they're pretty large portions as well. And we do have a really good lunch crowd that's been coming in every day. Every day has been getting busier and busier. We also have a happy hour menu, Monday through Friday, 3 to 6, and Sunday through Thursday, 9 to close. We have some great drinks. We have some great food, and it's just a good time overall to come in.
Well, I mentioned happy hour. Could you kind of tell us how that works? Because it's a little bit different, like on Monday and then Tuesday and then Wednesday. Am I right?
Correct. So, like I said, we do it Monday through Friday, 3 to 6. We have a $3 to $8 menu for food and drinks. And then on the evenings, we have it Sunday through Thursday, 9 to close. So same specials.
Ah, that sounds good. Well, you know, the people here are so friendly. You know, you mentioned California. The attitude of the average customer is a little bit different probably there than it is here, and I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But so many people think that Las Vegas is being the entertainment capital of the world and having been that way since just about day one, that you know the food and so on would be a little bit different. But what they don't know is that Las Vegas was named the number one food source, that would be food and wine, in America. That took it away from New York, who had it for years and years and years. So the restaurants like yours has caused that there's a change and people now start to recognize, hey, if you want a good meal, you can go to Las Vegas. It's not strictly pulling the handle on a slot machine or at a 21 table, that type of thing.
That's correct. We try to cater for the people who live in the neighborhood, and we also cater to the people who are coming from the Strip as well. So we have a great variety of people who are just stopping in every day, even if they're coming from the airport to the airport, leaving towards the airport. They always like to come in and just check us out, and you know, they know that the good food's here.
Yeah, there you go. That'll work. No, nothing wrong with that whatsoever. Well, we've had a great time here in the past, and tonight's no exception. We're looking forward to the rest of it. The food now is something that I want to talk about when we get back from the break. But before we go to the break, I want to mention a little bit more about the first wine that we have poured. It's actually, percentage-wise, in terms of alcohol, is 13.4%. Retails for about $20. It's 2016 Cano Ridge, Columbia Valley. That, of course, is in the Washington State. Rosé. Now, what makes it a rosé? 34% Grenache, 33% Roussanne, 26% Mouvadre, 6% Cantois, and 1% Lemberger. Now, that's a lot of stuff, but all it is a difference of five different varietals all blended together, with the majority, of course, being Grenache and the second one, Roussanne. We got to go to a break. We'll be back. We'll talk a little bit about the food that they're paired with it, so don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the Internet right here on Wines du Jour.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas. A rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Las Vegas. Vegas Life TV. Now available globally on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now. Vegas Live TV.
Do you like burgers? Then experience the ultimate famous 50-50 burger at Slater's 50-50 in Pasadena, California. 50% ground beef and 50% ground bacon. Stop by at 61 North Raymond Avenue in Pasadena and visit Slater's 50-50. Experience our full bar with craft beer and more. Play in our cool new game room. View the best sports in our Slater's 50-50 TV lounge. Try our Slater's 50-50 burgers by design, too, and all of our incredible food, including our Sunday Bloody Mary brunch. Check out our VIP event space for private dining and ask about our chef-inspired catering company with a completely scratch kitchen-based service. It's all at Slater's 5050 under new management at 61 North Raymond in Pasadena. Call 626-765-9700. 626-765-9700. Call now, 626-765-9700.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here at Lazy Dog Restaurant in Town Square here in Las Vegas. And I mentioned before we went to the break that we're tasting now our first wine, which is a rosé, is a 2016 release, Canoe Ridge out of actually Yakima Valley in Washington. I told you the three different varietals, or I'm sorry, the five different varietals that this is blended, but I'm going to give you some percentages so it'll make sense to you. And then I'm going to tell you how it tastes. 34% Grenache and 33% Roseanne, 26% Mauvadre, 6% Canois, and 1% Limburger. I know, you never heard of Limburger. You thought that was a cheese. That's Limburger. This is Limburger with an E, not an I. So that's the difference. But it's a varietal, just like Cabernet or Chardonnay. And it's not used, I don't think, anywhere by itself in a bottle, but it is blended with an awful lot of different varietals that you can buy. So that's a good thing. What's neat about it is this is a nice salmon pink color. I think it's very, very nice. It has a very floral nose to it. And when you first when you first take a taste, I think the first thing that jumps out at you probably is one of two, and that's either watermelon and peach or peach and watermelon. Those are the two things that kind of jump out at you. Strawberry then kind of comes in, excuse me, also. It's a little bit of minerality to it, which I think is good. The acidity is good. It's not overbearing. It's easy to drink. It's easy to swallow, and you still get a fairly long, lingering aftertaste, which is not too bad at all. It's very bright, not only in its color, but its taste. It tastes kind of nice and uppity, so to speak, you know? And the acidity, I think, is about perfect for a rosé wine. So all of those together to go with the food that they sent out from the kitchen. And I have to tell you that this handcrafted bacon, they call it candy bacon, is a killer. And let me tell you again how it's done. All you need is two things. Well, three things. You need bacon, of course. Then you need a little bit of brown sugar and some red pepper flakes. Put your oven on about 350 to 375. Take your bacon out of the package and lay it out on the container and sprinkle it with a little bit of brown sugar. Sprinkle it with, if you like it a lot of red pepper flakes. If you like a little red pepper flakes, but some for sure. Put it in the oven and let it roast, if you will. When it gets crisp in the oven, and I'm guessing it's going to take about 7 minutes or so, you can take a look at it and you see it crisp up. Take it out, let it cool. You've got yourself one delicious thing. And this goes with a lot of things. As he mentioned earlier, he puts it on sandwiches. He puts it on lots of things. And my suggestion is, and I know we've kind of laughed at the time, but my suggestion is a little French vanilla ice cream with this would not be too bad at all. Something different, but definitely good. It's a little bit of bacon. And, of course, I also mentioned nice little hush puppies that they sent out. And in the hush puppies got bacon and cheddar cheese, a little chopped onion, topped with a little tapatio cream. It is really very, very good. It's deep fried for probably a minute and a half, not much longer than that. And it turns out to be just about perfect. Goes so well with this rosé wine. I think it's a very good match. And the bacon just kind of tops it off, if you know what I'm saying. We're going to go to a break here in a little while, but I want to mention something about our next wine that we're going to be pouring here shortly and the food that's going to go with that. The second wine is the 2014 Canoe Ridge. It's called the Explorer, and it comes from Horsehaven Hills. Now, if you're familiar with Washington State, Horsehaven Hills is in the southeastern part of the state. And you may or may not know that Washington is kind of unique. The northwest part where Seattle, that everybody knows about Seattle, and you probably know if you go there it's going to rain. It's wet in the northwest part. But in the central and the southeast part where we're talking about here growing grapes and making wine, it's weather very similar to Las Vegas, believe it or not. It's very warm, it's pretty dry, and the grapes grow very, very well there. So, and that's called, in the very south part, There's a town called Walla 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 Walla. You've heard of that before, Walla Walla, Washington. Well, that's where Walla Walla is located in the southeast portion. And just north of Walla Walla, about 30 miles, is a region that they call Horse Heaven Hills. Horse Heaven Hills. And that's where these grapes were grown. And they blend the ones that the combination that I'm going to tell you about is 49% Syrah, 27% Cabernet Sauvignon, I'm sorry, Cabernet Franc, and 24% Cabernet Sauvignon. It's really tasty. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about wine number two and the food that the chef has paired with it. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after these messages.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous SpaExpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's SpaExpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to SpaExpectations.com now.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer with some breaking news. My new movie, Highway 395, has just been released. Highway 395 is my latest movie and is now available for all of my friends and listeners to own. Highway 395 is a classic modern-day Western thriller. Action, romance, and the frontier spirit. It's all there in my new movie, Highway 395. Now, here's the best part. You can own this movie tonight by going to my brand new website, freddreyer.co. Head to my website now at freddreyer.co and check out the trailer. Then order the movie for a great night of entertainment. And while you're at freddreyer.co, check out the memorabilia and my career highlights. But don't forget to order my new action thriller movie, Highway 395. So head over to freddreyer.co. That's freddreyer.co.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Welcome back to Wines and Sure. We're having a good time here at Lazy Dog Restaurant. I have to tell you, this is kind of a unique idea that the owner has, and he's got some money behind it. This building cost a few million, folks, to build. So, and the fireplace here is practically a walk-in fireplace. It's just gorgeous. And now that it's a little chilly out, you know, we're having the tail end of what's so-called winter. Winter in Las Vegas is almost non-existent this year. It's been just about as warm as in November as it is in January, which is like a shock for most people that are fighting the snow and so on. We don't, you know, we haven't been down below 35, I don't think, any time at all this year, or last year for that matter. Anyway, the pairing. I talked about the first wine, which is the Canoe Ridge Columbia Crest Rosé. And I don't think I mentioned, but it retails for about $20. Now we're going to wine number two, which is a 2014 Canoe Ridge. It's called the Explorer from Horsehaven Hills, and it's a blend. And this blend is 49% Syrah, 27% Cabernet Franc, 24% Cabernet Sauvignon. And it's very, very tasty. I love the boysenberry and the blackberry and the juiciness that this has. It's kind of spicy, which I like. It's very full-bodied, which is a good thing for a nice red blend. And also, it has a lot of fruit, some tannin, and overall, it's very well-balanced, I think, and goes really well with the food that the chef has put out to pair with that, which is roasted shrimp Spanish style with a little chili flakes and cured meat, and he put that on top of house-made campfire pot roast. Now, you shred some pot roast and put this other on top of it, along with a little bit of gravy to go along with the pot roast. You can't have pot roast without gravy, right? And a little bit of mirepoix. That on a fork is a giant bite, but perfect to go along with this rosé wine. I mean, this red wine, which is just very, very delicious. The price of that wine that we're talking about now, the Explorer, is $22 a bottle. Very reasonable and very, very tasty. It is 14.6% alcohol, which is percentage-wise just a little bit higher than average, if you will, but certainly not into the watch-out category. And when we talk about percentage of alcohol, we're not talking about the taste so much as the higher the alcohol percentage, the less it pairs well with food. So, you know, if you got something around 11, 12, 13, even 14%, even all the way up to 15% alcohol, it'll go with food okay. But when you get up around 15.5, 16, 16.5, you're really asking for a problem trying to pair that wine with some food. So just so you know, when you go to the store and maybe buy a wine for the first time, you want to kind of take a look at the percentage of alcohol and determine whether or not it's going to be worthy to pair with some food or maybe a little more difficult. And if it is, don't say, oh, no, I'm not going to buy it. Be smart enough to ask the server, or not the server, but the clerk there at the retail store, what they think it would go well with, and give you some ideas on what kind of food would work with it. Work out pretty nice. So it's got very good balance to it. It's got a beautiful color. I happen to think the color is very nice. And one of the things that it has the most of is 49%, damn near half of it is Syrah, which is one of my favorite varietals that it'll go a long ways with a lot of food. This would even go well with barbecue, or maybe a steak, pork chop, something of that nature. It would work out really well. With the Canoe Ridge is, again, the name of the winery in Washington State. And we have three different varietals this evening. Two of them we've just talked about. That would be the Columba Valley Rosé from Yakima. And then the one that we're tasting right now is Horsehaven Hills. It's a nice little blend. With very good balance. And then, of course, we have number three coming up here shortly. So before we go to a break, I'll just mention it to you. It is a 2013 Canoe Ridge. That's the name of the winery. And it's called the Benches Vineyard. That's the name of the vineyard, the Benches. And it has mostly Cabernet Sauvignon grapes on it. Now, this happens to be a little blend, as I mentioned earlier, and it has 80% Cabernet Sauvignon, 7% Merlot, 3% Malbec, and 10% Cab Franc. So there's a little bit extra pizzazz in there, but what it does is it gives the Cabernet Sauvignon a little bit more general food-worthy, if you will, taste, which I think is very good. It's got a very smooth finish to it. You'll see when you get it poured. It's not poured yet. So I think you'll like it. And the chef has done a really good job trying to pair something with a Cabernet Sauvignon. Is why not start out with a little strip steak? How bad could that be? With heirloom blistered tomato. Now, you know about heirloom tomatoes. If you don't, I want you to check it out at your produce store, wherever you buy your produce, and ask them about heirloom tomatoes. And if they have them, buy them. It's the best tomato on the market. You know, one of the poorest part of living in an area where they don't have farmers, if you will, and that would be in the West. We don't have too much farming. Not too many people grow tomatoes in the West, so you don't have good quality tomatoes. And frankly, here in southern Nevada and in California, the majority of those tomatoes come from Mexico. And that's not a bad thing, except that the type of tomato is Roma. Roma is the best one that you can buy in the store. There are other choices. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Got to go to a break. We'll be back right after these messages.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas, a rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV, the only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV, made in Vegas for all of Vegas. Vegas Life TV, now available globally on your iPad, Droid, smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Life TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now. Vegas Life TV.
Wake up today without pain. Wake up every day feeling great. Avi Natural's new turmeric curcumin, used daily, makes life better, helps relieve those achy joints, gives you the freedom to be as active as you want. Avi Naturals helps you wake up every day feeling great. Go online to avinaturals.com, use promo code CRN, and get 25% off your order today. That's spelled A-V-I-E, naturals.com, promo code CRN for 25% off. avinaturals.com, CRN. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's to see the memorabilia of movie stars and theatrical magic right in downtown Fullerton, California. See the Art of the Masters, an Italian town square complete with storefronts of old Italian butchers and cheesemongers, fruit and wine vendors, seamstresses showing their wares, fairy lights from cathedral ceilings, and our ancestors smiling down at you from the family love altar. The Romance of Romeo and Juliet, and find the mystical Room of the Moon. And don't forget King Kong, Dracula, Frankenstein, and who knows what awaits you in the wine cellar. Enjoy the great food. We hand stuff our pastas, roll each and every tortellini, bake our own bread, make our own sauces fresh from our private stock of Sicilian family recipes. From pasta to seafood, chicken to award-winning pizzas, tiramisu flown in from Rome. If you can't find something on our menu to tempt you, you don't like Italian food. Try our Sunday brunch, just $18.95, and Angelo's and Vinci's has been named 2 years in a row Best Italian Restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurant, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having a good time here at Lazy Dog. What a beautiful restaurant this is. And I have to tell you, the people that work here are exceptionally good. Yeah, our audience is just applauding. They really like that. That's a good thing. I want to go over a couple things before we go continue on with number three. Kind of stick with number two. I told you that was 14.6% alcohol, which is not too high. Does go well with food. And in the case here, the food is just spectacular, I thought. They took some Spanish-style shrimp with a little chili flakes and cured meat. And then they topped that on a campfire pot roast, topped with a little bit of gravy, all together on a fork. How bad can that possibly be? Could you tell us a little bit about that, Roland?
Yeah, that's one of our most popular dishes. That's the campfire pot roast. It's a slow-braised pot roast. It takes about 12 hours to cook. So it's very tender, just use the fork, and it serves with some hearty mashed potatoes, redskin mashed potatoes, and spinach on the side. So I'm definitely a dish you want to take a nap after you eat. So it's one of our most popular ones. I highly recommend that one if you're looking for something hearty, something delicious, something you can even share, too. It's a great dish.
Yeah, that sounds good. And then the fact that we come up with the Horse Heaven Hills, a nice blend of Syrah, Cab Franc, and Cabernet Sauvignon. Those three varietals blended together, you can't go wrong. The percentages vary depending on the winery, but in this particular case, it's 49%. Almost half of it is Syrah, 27% Cab Franc, and 24%. That doesn't work out right, does it? 27 and 24, close, but you know they rounded off to 100%. What can I say? But that's pretty good and very very tasty. And I love the balance of that particular combination, and that along with this dish is really really good. Okay, let's move on now to number three before we run out of time. Number three is Canoe Ridge, of course, and it's the Bench's Vineyard that I mentioned earlier, and it's Cabernet Sauvignon. Now you need to know that by federal law, if you want to tell everybody that looks at the label that it's Cabernet Sauvignon, you can. However, any other wine or varietal that you add to that Cabernet, if it adds up to more than 25%, you cannot call the wine Cabernet Sauvignon. You're going to call it a blend or a red blend or whatever. But if you have it to where at least 75% of it is Cabernet Sauvignon, then you can call it that, even though it's not 100%. And in this case, it's 7% Merlot, 3% Malbec, and 10% Cab Franc. So it's a little bit of differences, not just all Cabernet Sauvignon, but I have to tell you, the overall taste here is really, really good. I think, anyway. It's got a very smooth finish. When you swallow it, you have what we call a long, lingering finish. You can taste it after you swallow it, and that's a good thing. But one of the unique parts about this, and some Cabernets have this, but not too many, it has a little bit of licorice to it, which I thought was kind of unique. It has good tannins, it tastes really nice, blackberry, it's a little spicy, and it has a little bit of cedar to it. Now the cedar, of course, comes only from the oak barrel that it was aged in. Cedar is not part of grapes in any way, shape, or form. So if you have any recognition to cedar, or it's the same thing with vanilla, it only comes from the oak barrels that it's aged in. And we call it, but it's actually cedar oak, to be more technical, okay, so that you don't think I'm talking about two different pieces of wood, cedar and oak. No, we're talking about cedar oak, which is what this goes well with. And the chef here has taken some strip steak. How bad can that be? Strip steak with a little bit of heirloom blistered tomato. And I mentioned before, heirloom tomatoes, if you're not familiar with them, please go to your local produce store, whether it's at a grocery store or wherever. Ask about heirloom if they have them. Buy them. Don't even think about it. Buy them. Try them. You will never go back to the regular old Romas and the typical things that you've probably been consuming for the last few years, unless you happen to be lucky enough to live in an area where somebody down the road grows tomatoes. Then it's a whole different ballgame. But I'm just talking about here in the West, it's Southern Nevada, most of California. They have Roma tomatoes or a couple other round red tomatoes, and that's that's how we grow tomatoes in America, is to be red. Not necessarily to be tasty, but to be red, because we're all raised to look for red tomatoes, because those are supposed to be the best. And if you're growing them yourself, you're right. If you're not growing them yourself, you've been taken. You bought something that probably tastes like cardboard, but you paid a premium for it. And that's kind of a shame, but that's the way it works out. But here they take, and one of my favorite cheeses in the whole world is Danish Blue. You like blue cheese? I hope so. If you don't, try it if you're not familiar with it. But Danish Blue cheese with a little bit of teardrop of pepper to go along with it, with that strip steak. And let me tell you, they served it here on a toothpick. So you've got bite-sized pieces of strip steak along with a little bit of blue cheese, that Danish blue cheese, and a little teardrop of pepper. That's pretty cool. Tell us a little bit about this dish. Is this on the menu?
That one is. It's actually, we use it in a salad. So we make that on the field greens of the served steak and the heirloom tomatoes. And the heirloom tomatoes are actually delicious because we actually cook them in the oven with a little bit of olive oil and salt. Make sure they reduce down to a certain size and soften up. Uh-huh. Put it right on top of the salad with the skirt steak. And you can't go wrong with the Danish blue.
No, that's right. Danish blue, you're right. Yes. Absolutely. Well, you know, cheeses are kind of a unique thing. And if you're not familiar with a lot of cheeses, I suggest that if you can find a store in your area that has a number of different varietals of cheeses, that you certainly ask them about it, maybe taste some of it. And we've got to go to a break, so don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about cheese and a little bit more about Lazy Dog. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after this.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines. And you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Seekers of luscious and appetizing gustatorial pursuits, indulge your fancies with steaks so absolutely yum-yum. Vegetarians have forsaken kale and Pilates and never look back. Fish specialties so fresh and delicious, and chosen by King Neptune himself, and relish Columbo's Italian family specialties, so delectable you'll be yelling out, bravo, bravo! And let's not forget Columbo's world-famous meatballs, and you've got to try their breakfast pizza. Mmm! Oh, and jazz every night, service that's friendly, not fawning, and at a price that'll keep you coming back. That's Columbo's, that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, mangia.
have this on. Welcome back to Wine Du Jour. We're having a good time here. And let me tell you, Lazy Dog knows how to do it. What do you guys think of this appetizer? Isn't it good? Boy, wine number three, which is the Canoe Ridge that the Cabernet Sauvignon blend, I should say, which is 7% Merlot, 80% Cab, 10% Cab Franc, and Malbec 3%. But it goes so well with, I mentioned before we went to the break, strip steak with heirloom blistered tomatoes. And I mentioned if you don't know about heirloom tomatoes, make sure you discover those in your local store. But along with that, they also have a little Janie's Blue Cheese Bite with a lightly pickled teardrop pepper. How bad can that be with a big, bold red wine? And that's exactly what we're talking about here. And that's what we like to talk about in our shows each week here at Wines Du Jour. I want to ask, if I can, Roland, tell us a little bit more about some of the items that you have on your menu that are really popular, like, entrees or even appetizers or even desserts, for that matter, because I know you make some of those, yeah, too.
Right now, we do have a couple of our seasonal items, which are on the menu. The street corn carriage, just a little twist on street corn, of course, what they sell in like Los Angeles area in Mexico. It's just the grilled corn. It puts a little cilantro cream sauce on top, a little tahini, micro cilantro. It's really good because the carrots are in season right now. So it's a great dish. A lot of people love it as an appetizer. Some people even have it as a meal.
Yeah.
I would say our apple crumble dessert. That's a really good right now. So with open face pie, apple pie, that one's delicious. A lot of people love a little cinnamon on top of the apples, baked in with a pie shell. Very delicious. Everybody loves it.
So they saute the apples in butter, or how do they do
it's
that?
It's actually a cinnamon butter.
So the cinnamon butter. Okay. Yeah.
So like you said, it's how can you go wrong with it? So
yeah, exactly. Exactly. That sounds
very
good.
Very delicious. Great dish to have for dessert.
Well, eating out is something that some people really don't get a chance to do very often. So my suggestion is, if you're going to eat out and you don't do it very often, whether it's because of a monetary reason or whatever, if you have special dietary problems, you can't eat salt or you can't eat fish or seafood, that type of thing, all you need to do is to come to a real restaurant, like Lazy Dog, and tell your food server what your particular situation might be. As an example, no salt. Let me tell you, being a chef, I can tell you that in the kitchen, anytime somebody turns in an order and says no salt, we love it. And most people say, oh, you probably hate that stuff. No, we don't. We like it because we know that those people can appreciate food. And we're going to do, and they have a medical problem of some sort. In this case, they can't eat salt for one reason or another. So we make sure that we prepare the dish without salt. Now, we don't use the same dish that we used, the one that had salt in it, and just put the one without salt in top and send it out. That doesn't really work if you stop and think about it. So that's one of the beautiful things about professionals in the kitchen. They don't go along with that type of a program. They make sure that if it's supposed to be no, it is no. No question about it. I want to thank you for listening to the Wines Du Jour Food and Wine Radio Show here at Lazy Dog Restaurant in Town Square in Las Vegas. Wines Du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated food and wine radio show, and you can listen to us each and every week at this very same time on this very same station that you're listening to us currently, or you can go to my website, leskincaid.com, and listen to it 24/7. If you want to know more about my favorite subjects, log on to my personal website, as I mentioned, leskincaid.com, for my current updates, and listen to our previous month at 24/7, as I just mentioned, along with Facebook and Twitter. I want to thank Roland for being my guest this evening. I want to also thank my radio engineer, Jeremy Knight, for all of his work in making the show possible. Remember, wine has been a part of civilized service for some 7,000 years. It's the only beverage that feeds the body, the soul, the spirit of man at the very same time and stimulates the mind. Don't you just love it? Thanks for choosing Listen to Wines Du Jour. Please drink responsible. Use a clean glass.